wanted a Clarif ring.
I would give you one, but I've seriously given them out so much it wouldn't feel as much to me to give you one.
But you've never given your wife a Clarif ring.
True.
A what?
Clarif.
What?
It's the hand that holds the hearts and the crown.
Oh.
And then depending on how you wear it, depends on if you're single looking or atheist.
What? Single looking or atheist?
Please tell me we caught that.
We did. We yeah, definitely we did.
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another episode of Fangs and Fonts with your hosts, Roland.
I'm Ocean.
I'm Voice.
I'm Yanara.
And today we're going to talk about NaNoWriMo writing tips. This topic was presented to us by Jeeves the Roo, who reminded us that NaNoWriMo is fast approaching. And he writes, "Dear Fonsters, I bring greetings and a question from the mythical realm of Scotland. I plan on getting off my rear and doing NaNoWriMo this year and wonder if, through your collective experience, you could provide some tips on how to best maximize my output. From what I gather, NaNoWriMo is more about getting words onto paper than producing a finished quality article by the end of the month. With that in mind, would it be fair to say that I should try to get as many chapters done as possible rather than going back and editing slash redrafting chapters one at a time before moving on to the next? Also, I have about 5 viable ideas in mind that I could try to produce over that month. Without resorting to me listing them all off and having you vote, can you suggest any methods for choosing? Should I go with what seems like the easiest idea and try to get the maximum amount written, or take this opportunity to challenge myself with one of the more complex ones? Any other tips you have would be greatly appreciated. Thanks bunches, Jeeves the Roo." So, turns out we have a lot to say on the topic.
An entire document worth.
I think just about every one of us has tried NaNoWriMo at one point or another.
Okay,
not you.
75% of us here have tried
NaNoWriMo. Myself, Tarl, and Ocean have attempted NaNoWriMo. You said you didn't do it.
Apparently you decided to flip us off for that.
I'm
okay.
Stating fact and you're flipping me the bird.
I liked the 75%.
Okay.
It's a valid
percentage. There are always topics that we don't have direct experience with, and Yan will be the one to
the outsider
to be the
opinion.
Inquisitive
Sean
mind.
The outsider.
Sean the unbeliever.
Pull your leg hair out.
Okay.
Have you guys actually finished NaNo? Like one NaNo?
Yes.
Quote unquote.
I've completed NaNo once, I think.
Okay.
Now, for those that don't know, NaNo is obviously writing a novel in a month.
National Novel Writing Month happens in November.
I think that's why I usually skip it, because my birthday is that month and I don't feel like working.
That it's always a stupidly busy month. I know when I was going through college, doing NaNoWriMo was not an easy thing to do. Yes, November 1st to the 30th. If you're interested in checking this out, there are forums. Go to nanowrimo.org. That's NaNoWrimo.org. And they'll have a lot of information for you there. You can sign up, make an account, join the forums, meet people in your local area, and have fun. I think one of my most memorable NaNoWriMo writing experiences was when I lived with Tarl. When we had the daily word count board, and one of the most interesting things about it was when I did it that year, it was 2,000 words a day, 1,500 words a day, 1,700 words a day, 2,000 words a day. And then you'd see Tarl, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 15,000, 0, 0, 0, 0, 20,000, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. I think you completed it that year as well, didn't you?
I did. That was a pretty interesting NaNo. I myself got into it through the book No Plot, No Problem, which is written by the creator of NaNoWriMo, And that's how I kind of got into the introduced to the concept of sitting down and writing it, because at the time I really wasn't sitting down and writing anything.
See, I only ever figured out the book through NaNoWriMo. Yes, Ocean, tell us about yours.
I can't remember if I did Nano in some of the earlier years, but it's essentially what got me back into writing. Because when I was out in Waterloo, when I was doing my internship and I wasn't actually back in school, so I had time for myself. And my friend was like, "Hey, I'm going to do Nano this month. You should join." I'm like, I don't know. I'm not writing much these days. And he's like, "Well, there's a party on Halloween for all the people who are doing it, so we can hook up and hang out and talk and get all pumped up for November 1st. You want to come?" So I'm like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. I'll come."
Yeah.
And I ended up going to that party and just getting so pumped up that I'm like, "You know what? Screw it. We'll start writing tomorrow." And I didn't have a novel. What I did was write over 50,000 words of short stories, which don't tell anyone. But yeah, I wrote the 50,000 words and was like, cool, that was fun. And then afterwards, all the people that were in the NaNoWrite group, because we would meet up sometimes and do word wars and whatnot, were like, does anyone want to hang around and meet up like monthly for a critique group? And so that's how I found my first writing group. And, you know, and then from there, I really got more into it, so.
Well, that was like Roland and I would go to the local Tim Hortons, sit down, and lose a few hours there.
Oh, those wonderful few hours.
Yeah.
I'd actually...
Tim Hortons is so cracky, though.
Not as cracky as Crack Max.
But it's like one store difference.
No, it really was. It was still pretty good compared to Crack Max.
It's amazing the like, I don't think crackheads can walk more than like 50 feet because they never got there.
It's like the radius for a chump.
Like, because you have Crack Max with all the crackheads that like make it to the McDonald's and the Subway and like maybe across the train tracks, but then they just seem to like keel over or something.
So why don't you do Nano?
Well, besides the fact that it's in November.
Did we already do Why Do Nano?
No, we can discuss it since we went around the table.
Okay. Yeah.
Mark.
Well, the fact that it's in November and it's, you know, me saying it's my birthday is not the only reason, but mostly it's because Christmas is around the corner. I usually do a lot of homemade gifts, and I don't, anytime I have to sit and write, I'm usually finishing stuff. And I'm just...
It's just not a good time of the year?
It's not a good time of the year, and I have never had the time to do it.
What about Camp Dano?
What's that?
Oh, we'll get there, kids, and more in today's exciting episode. Actually, I'll just explain it now. So, in addition to...
Seeing as that's your follow-up question,
everyone
yes.
knows about Nano. Well, everyone, you know, whatever. Nano's the big event, but what I didn't realize until last year is that there's also Camp Nanos now. And I think there's also a Nano for screenplays. But Camp Nano is, there's 2 months. I think it's, I want to say April and July.
I think you're right.
I think it's those 2 months. And it's Camp Nano. And it's kind of like a smaller, easier Nano because it's not 50K. It's whatever you want it is. You pick a goal, 10K and up. You can have 100K if you want, whatever. And it's a little more focused on networking with other authors, because what happens is you sign up and you set your project. Like, I'm going to write 20,000 words this month. And so you can be a little more relaxed, and you also get put into cabins of about 12 other writers. So you actually kind of have a small writing group of your own throughout the process that you can talk to and say, "Hey, how's things going? Anybody have any ideas?" etc. So if you're November's a problem, you should look into Camp Nano maybe.
Hmm.
I keep dragging him into July.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. Failed horribly every time I've done it.
I passed 1 year. This year, I made my 10K because I usually only set 10K, but I had set this year slightly higher, and I didn't manage to get it because it was a crazy month editing. But yeah, no, it's, again, if Nano is too stressful for you or it's a bad time of the year, definitely check out Camp Nano. Like, it's still the same spirit, it's just you're not doing November.
All right, so...
So why do Nano, guys? Why should we do Nano? Or why should we not do Nano?
I was going to go ahead and ask, you know, which of us are doing Nano this year, since it's so close.
Not me.
Probably not me.
I have no idea. I'm still trying to figure out what to write for the rest of the year.
Like, I'd you probably not, I can only assume.
Nano would actually probably be really good for me this year, because I really don't have... any strict deadlines at this point. I'm kind of in a free writing mode.
I feel like it would be good for me if I modified the rules a little bit, which I do often.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, like, people get caught up, I think, in the whole, like, NaNoWriMo is about writing a novel.
Like, which there's some NaNoPolice out there that are like, what are you doing writing short stories? You can't write short stories. You're out. You're kicked out of this volunteer free program where really all it is a word count.
NaNoWriMo was based off the honor system. Literally, the only thing you need to do to win NaNoWriMo is submit 50,000 words validated by their word checker. So you could, if you're paranoid about them stealing your novel, you can encrypt the whole thing, turn one letter into another, and ship that off. Or you could write, you know, NaNoWriMo 50,000 times, submit it, and you would win. That's going to be a little less fulfilling than actually writing 50,000 words, but...
Is it wrong that the first thing that came to my mind was just Control-V?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, you can do that. Well, you can do... Again.
You are a terrible, terrible person for saying that.
Well, I'm a terrible person anyways. We're aware of this.
You can do whatever you want, but again, it's, you're only defeating yourself. So,
yes.
Why do NaNo?
That is a very good question. So...
I feel we've been trying to ask this all show.
Well, there's a proper lead up to this. And so why do NaNo? Yes. I don't even remember why I started.
Because it was a challenge?
I'd always enjoyed writing when I was much younger, and that was when I started going into NaNoWriMo meets. I think I ended up stumbling upon it because of, actually, it was Gaia Online. That's how long ago this was. And I started becoming a member of the guild. I found the website. I found the Calgary NaNoGoers. And... You know, like you mentioned, the 31st of October, when everybody meets up, you get ready for the midnight bash, where at the stroke of midnight, everybody starts writing. And it's a great way to get to know people. I know a lot of people that have made lasting connections there, and it's a great way to get out of your rut, which we're all prone to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a good shakeup. You definitely get to connect with people. I know some people are kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to meet other people, but surprisingly, it can be a lot of fun. And like there's sometimes like the really late meet, like we're just going to write all night. It's a write-in and, you know, bring snacks.
And your, there are certain organizers that like in your area likely that.
Yeah, if you sign up on the website, you can be put in your like local group.
Yeah, and like, so they...
I signed up when I was in Waterloo, and although I've moved to Calgary, I think I updated it when I joined Camp NaNo, and now they're sending me emails for the Calgary group, even though I've never met them or talked to them, but I'm already in the Calgary group now.
Oh, and they plan writing challenges for you. They plan group challenges. The word wars are a great exercise.
Well, I was going to say, the word wars is probably the one that Ocean introduced me to through Twitter, of all things. And it's actually amazing.
So what is word wars?
So what a word war is, say you and I are writing, like, and this doesn't have to be during NaNo. Say it's our Tuesday meet, and we're both trying to work, and we're just stuck. And so I'm like, you know what? Word war. And you're like, okay, 20 minutes on the clock. Yeah, we just sit there, and it's just kind of a challenge. It's like a race to see who can write more words in 20 minutes.
That's what Voice and Roland did all the time in the apartment. They had a monthly... Yeah.
And then what you do is you go, okay, 20 minutes are up. You look, and you're like, I've got 500, and you're like, I've got 475. It's like, keep going. Yeah, we set another 20 minutes. And then, you know, it's like, oh, I beat you again by 50. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing how, it's silly because
Competition will push you.
Yeah, because the last time I was doing word wars, I was like, I'm stuck. I'm typing like three words like every 10 minutes. And then you do a word war and you're like, suddenly I'm not thinking. I'm not overthinking anymore. I'm just go, go, go. And you just spit out so much.
Yeah.
So.
I was just going to say, like. No, never mind. Go on.
So. Actual reasons to do NaNo, besides that, you know, it is quite fun. It's a very good exercise for discipline, in a sense. There are certain things that you have to do where it's like you have to lock your editor in the closet and not think too much. you do have to realize that you're going after quantity, not quality. The goal is to reach 50,000 words. Not 50,000 very good words, just 50,000 words, because that is quite a lot for most people. But it's a great challenge to yourself. It's a great way to push yourself. It's a great way sometimes when you're just stuck and you've been wanting to do this project for so long, but you never knew the right time to do it. And it's like, well, I'm just going to put myself up to the challenge with this project and go.
Okay, that looked really inappropriate. Or is it?
It's like a bologna slice.
It was. It did not look like a bologna slice.
It's not a big fat penis.
My bologna has a first
name. It really doesn't look like bologna.
So it's a really good thing for teaching you self-control, to having you sit down whenever you literally have a free moment to write, because there's always that thing where people are like, well, I don't have the time to sit down and write, and everyone's like, well, you gotta find time or make time. Nano teaches you to make time. It teaches you that when you get home and you have that hour before you're gonna eat, or you know, you're just dicking around the house and you might watch, you know, Netflix, well, there's time that you can sit down and write. And Nano teaches you to do that, because the reason Nano works so well is because one of the rules in Nano is you have to make yourself accountable to it. And by doing that, you tell other people that you're doing it. You tell your coworkers, you tell your family that you are going to reach 50,000 words, because...
Or die trying.
At that point, you know that if you don't, they are going to doubt and ridicule you afterwards, and that is a hell of a motivator to push you to actually complete all the words.
The reason I always started NaNoWriMo initially was because that was my driving motivator during that time of the season. So I find that a lot of people will join NaNoWriMo, and that may be the only thing they write all year. It tends to be the catalyst for people that can't find motivation outside of work, outside of play, outside of whatever takes up their time. So it's one extreme. It's the other side of the extreme. You either don't write at all, or you spend all of your time writing. Because if you're spending every day writing 1,667 words, because times 30, that's just over 50,000 words.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot of time, well, depends on how you're writing, but sometimes you're spending a lot of time each day trying to struggle to get out those 1,700 words. Some days, maybe it only takes you an hour. It's a lot like it's, in a way, it can develop a routine if you take it that way. I've also seen people, you know, I have also personally written 20,000 words in a day because I was so far behind.
Well, and that's one of the things is that, and it teaches you, back when I was doing fine arts in university, one of the things that they talked about is if you're going to get a job in art, you have to learn how to do art when you don't feel like doing art. You have to, like, when you, it's the last thing on your mind, it's the last thing you want to do. If you're an animator, you have to sit down in your chair and still animate. And that's what Nano does for writing, is it basically forces you to sit down and write under all these different personal situations where you're like, you may not want to write at all, and yet you're sitting in your mind going, at least if I bang out that 1.5K, I'll be good for the day, and then I can go do whatever the F I want afterwards.
Yeah, and having that like sense of accomplishment and the feeling that you can do whatever you want is liberating. I think Nano is also a good way to increase your output, make bigger, better goals for yourself. Because some people, you know, some people, 50,000 is not enough. Sometimes they want 60,000, 80,000, 100,000.
People who go 100 or 200. So.
Yeah, yeah, and I, like this 13-year-old girl, when I was going to Nano Write Meets, would, like, she blew through 50,000 words in 2 weeks. Her next goal next year was like 100,000 words.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be different for everyone, and by no means compare yourself to these other people, because writing 50,000 words is a lot for a lot of people. But it's a good way to get yourself into a habit and to encourage yourself to reach for bigger goals.
Well, as we said before, in a lot of like getting past writer's block and all that, it's a fact of basically making it a habit, because as soon as it's a habit, as soon as you have that writing habit, you're golden, because you've rewired that center of your brain.
So what are some reasons not to do nano?
The main reason that I have come across is just prior projects or other projects that take precedence over nano, where you have, I mean, I know Ocean will disagree with me on this because he has done the short story route. For me, it's if I'm going to sit down and do nano, that's all I want to be focused on. That's all I want to do, is I want to write that one story and have that be what I'm concentrating on, as opposed to doing, you know, multitudes of projects.
Well, I didn't write all the short stories in multiple times. It was, okay, I wrote one, I finished it, what's next? Or, well, this one is developing and I'm writing it, I'm thinking about what should I do next and plotting that out while I'm writing this one. And it was actually a nice exercise in, you know, kind of working on multiple projects, well, without working on multiple projects.
Which is good.
When I've done NaNoWriMo, there have been points where I've written several short stories and the nano police did not come and break down my front door. Reasons I wouldn't or don't do nano these days: I don't need the motivation. Like, I've come to a, well, this year might be a little bit different, but when I stopped doing nano, it was because I'd reached a point where my projects were constant. There was no point at which I'm like, okay, I'm gonna drop everything for nano, because I don't have to. There's sometimes nano is a good kickstart for people that don't know where to start. But if you're already established, you're already writing, you're already working on that. Like, if you're already working on a novel,
mm-hmm.
why drop it and do nano? You can compete in the spirit of nano and try to write 50,000 words of that novel if you wanted.
That's actually one of the things I did for one of my novel projects, is I had actually started doing my own nano a month prior, and then nano hit, and it was like, oh, well, I'll just freaking continue.
Right, and, you know, the second that clock strikes midnight, you're just like, okay, every word from here on counts.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. But at the same time, like, you might as well not be doing nano at that point, or do nano. It's in the spirit of it all.
The word count graph thing that she gets you, which is incredibly simple and, like, you can do anywhere,
yeah.
is one of the most amazing things, actually, when you're working towards goals. And I don't know why I don't do it on a daily basis, because it's just really motivating. Go, oh, look, I did increase. Oh, I've been leveling off.
Well, especially if you have, like, Scrivener, because Scrivener has its own nano, especially Camp Nano,
mm-hmm.
part to it. And it includes that pop-up window that has that, you know, this is your goal for the day, and it will keep count of where you are in that relation to that goal, and then tell you, you know, by color codes, you know, oh, you're red, oh, you're yellow, oh, you're getting there.
It takes that whole concept of gamifying a subject,
yeah,
and making it a little more fun for whoever's doing it. Not really a reason not to do nano, but, like, if you're looking for that little, like, and even just the website. Going to the website and putting in your, I wrote 20,000 words today, so that puts me up to 30. And you see that graph that goes, you are so close, and you just want to do it.
Yeah, because it can be that one thing that pushes you to write that little extra bit, or that one where you're like, well, if I write this much more, you know, today, then I'll be able to write less tomorrow. But you don't write less the next day. You may write more.
NaNoWriMo is like the essay you put off all week, and then you pull the all-nighter just to get it done.
Well, there are, and I mean, that's one of the things that they talk about in No Plot, No Problem, whereas, like, there's people who will do nano every year, and they won't write their novel until the last week. And he's like, I don't know how they do it, but this guy in his own personal group, for some reason, is able to pull a novel out of his butt the very last week or the last few days. And he's just like, I don't know what he does, but he just pulls all these all-nighters and he's done. And he's won every year.
The one year that I did something similar to that, I'd written maybe 20,000 words all month.
Yeah.
I had about a week left, like, not even. And I went to Denny's. I went to like any coffee shop I could find and just wrote. And if you can write fast enough, you can write 20,000 words like a day, you know, whenever you have that much free time, and just bash through it.
Well, there were points where I would go to the food court by where we used to live downtown, and I would sit there and spend a good probably 7 hours there just writing, because I was in the food court. I had food whenever I, you know, I had a window to look out whenever I needed to break. And it's amazing, like, once you get writing and once you get in the groove, you can sit there and just bang out so many words without being aware of what's around you. And this goes back into the whole thing where writing is lucid dreaming. As soon, you know, as long, if you have things continually pulling you out of it, you're not going to get anything done. But if you're got your earphones in, you're in your own little world, you've got everything you need, you can sit there, and it's much like gaming, just lose yourself to the process, and next thing you know, you've, oh, look at all the hours that have passed by, look at all the words you have down on your paper. Just don't eat double downs. That's the worst thing you can do.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, but if you're trying to write, friggin', I made the mistake of sitting down at the beginning. I'm like, I'm having my double down, ate it, start to type, and I'm so sleepy.
If you're trying not to have gut rot, don't eat KFC.
Sushi, I found, is amazing as a pre-writing.
We should go for sushi.
Expensive as a pre-writing. We should totally do sushi.
Sushi.
Mark! I think, as well, there's the potential for people to fall in love with the idea of Nano. Some people may not realize that what they've written for Nano is not a final product.
Yeah.
Which is why Nano Edmo exists the month afterwards, or in December, whatever it is.
Well, and as I was saying prior to the podcast, one of the things that they state in the book is, he's like, you know, he's like, your first Nano success is going to be a piece of crap. Your second is going to be a piece of crap, but slightly better. Your one after that is going to be crap, slightly better. That's why
and
the editing day month exists. And that's why. The whole point of Nano is not to produce something that's a finished project. That's why I don't get the whole Smashwords, publish your Nano experiment so people can buy your book as it progresses. And it's like, no, that's not the point of it. The point is to show you that you can do it.
Well, people have published and sold their Nano novels.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And when I started doing NaNoWriMo, it was a little symbolic of my writing career in general, because the story that I came back and rewrote probably three times, and like not small portions of it, I had still gotten like 30,000 words at least each time. And the idea was just fundamentally flawed.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing about this story, this novel, that was going to work. And I believed that there was something that if I managed to change it just right, that it would work, until I finally let the idea die.
Yeah.
And this is a lot like what people's first NaNoWriMo project is. You know, it's almost a good practice in getting your first idea out so that you can work on a better one. So, this is the age-old question. Quality versus quantity. Which is better?
If you're doing NaNoWriMo, I think you're aiming for quantity.
This is true. But I'm going to argue why this is a good thing. Because...
Do tell!
No, I disagree!
Terrible thing. Because people all the time, everywhere, forever, get... They paralyze themselves by going, I shouldn't do this until this happens, or I have to wait for this specific instance, or I want this, like, the idea I've heard, you know, most is, like, I want this to be perfect. It won't be. It's not going to be. Stop trying to make it happen. Like, sometimes you just need to get the words out to understand what it is you were trying to do in the first place.
How often have we seen in RF Writing 101 panels the person who goes
people.
And year
where
and year
you get
in,
your ideas from?
Well, no, not just like, that, but I have an idea for a novel. It is blank and blank and blank and blank, and you're like, awesome, have you started writing on it? Well, no. I don't have the language system built yet. I don't have the topography done. I don't have this. It's like, you don't effing need it.
Like,
just write.
Just everybody, I think, to a point, wants to think that they have a little Tolkien inside them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tolkien did go ahead and write thousands and thousands of words of backstory. He did write thousands and thousands of word of...
And he didn't like, do it in 1 month.
You didn't do it in 1 month, but not everybody has to do that either.
No, but there are people out there that plan their entire novel, and then as soon as Nano hits, they have everything they're ready to go and write.
Yes, that shows a little more intent than I believe these people tend to have. Because people always get paralyzed by the idea that they have to figure out all this stuff before they start the novel, and that's not true. And I mean, I of course say this as a pantser writer.
Pants writer.
I don't. Yeah, high five.
Beep.
I don't plan that far ahead because I like to let a story develop naturally and then reel it back in, edit it, and figure out what the point was.
That sounds so wrong to me. I wrote something. I hope it means something later.
Perfect. Cut it, print it. But that's exactly how I work. Like, and as bad as that sounds, that's exactly how I meant it. No,
I completely believe you.
People get caught up in the idea of writing without actually writing anything. So I do think that quality is the journey towards quantity. Quantity is the journey towards quality.
Okay, I have to say my counterpoint now. As someone on the other side of the spectrum, it's not a fact that I need to plan everything out. It's that I need to know where things are going so that when I sit down and write, I have an aspect of where I want to be by the end. That aspect doesn't have to be the same place when I'm there at the end.
You want
to
see the finish line.
I just need a goalpost, and then I can run towards it. I might not make that goalpost. I might end up in the stands far away. Because, you know, maybe I'll find a different way there. I might run the opposite direction and get to the goalpost, but I just need something there versus more of just a premise and go. So,
see, that goalpost for me is the next 1,000 words. Once I get there, I'll do the next 1,000 words and the next 1,000 words. and I've been doing this for so long now that I have... like a sixth sense for how long my stories are going to be.
Whoa, Mr. Sixth Sense, Dustin.
How they're going to flesh out. And, you know, roughly what kind of a word count I'm going to end up with. Like, the amount of times I've been like, I'm going to have 15,000 words by the time this is done, and that's been the case.
I've written stories where I'm like, you know, I get about the first 1,000 words in, I'm like, okay, this is going to be about 6 to 8, you know. But... you know, whichever way you're tackling Nano, the point is that make sure that if you need to do anything beforehand, you might need to want to make sure you've done that. Because the point of Nano is to not stop, write something, stop, look at it, maybe edit it again, write again. The point is to sit and write and write and write and write. And don't stop and don't think and just write, I find. You know, if you're someone who can write 50,000 words in a week, then maybe you have a little more time. But for the rest of us that are much more slow,
yeah,
it's just write, write, write. And already I already have to do the write now, edit later. Now I have to do that times 10. It's like, right now, don't think. Right now, don't think.
Sounds like my day. Right now, don't think.
NaNoWriMo is a lot about turning off your inner editor, and while I agree to a point, I don't know. I feel like it takes it to an unreasonable degree sometimes.
I
can write plenty while still keeping like a decent handle on
spell
check.
But the whole point is there is so that you're not, because there is those people that will, again, just like we've seen at 101 panels, they start writing and they don't get past that first friggin' chapter because they keep going back and trying to make it perfect. And the whole point is to shut your editor into a small little closet space. Because the next month when you do the editing, you're going to need them ravenous for editing. But shove them into the thing.
And I've just got a hankering for some editing.
Just a... And it can even be about friggin' continuity, because the whole point is just to sit there and bang the words out. If you suddenly decide halfway through your story that you want a griffin in it, to start writing a griffin in it, you can go back next month and put another griffin in.
I do that nowadays, I
agree entirely with it.
I'm a quarter into a story and I'm like, oh, wait, I need to change this detail. We're just going to pretend that detail happened. And
you know what, make
I've done that too. Or if I've changed a character or a name, I just control F and replace.
Like, you know what would make this story awesome? Dragons. And then you just start writing dragons.
You know what would make this story interesting? If instead of a 7-inch penis, he had a 9-inch penis.
I had to make it from 9 to 7, thank you.
Downsizing! Circumcision has gone wrong.
As well, I don't think a lot of people realize just how different their novel's going to be by the end of it.
Yeah.
Because they keep trying to make, like, you start out the novel, and that is... Like, you're excited for the concept, you're excited for where it's going, you know that, you know, 50 pages down the line, there's going to be some epic battle between, like, an orc and a goblin, and, you know, it's going to be awesome. There's going to be fire, and guns, and spaceships, and
orcs
everything.
And
then
spaceships.
You write and write and write, and then you're like, oh, but... This isn't perfect, so you erase it and like go back. And
yeah.
You like write and write, and they're like, oh, this isn't perfect. And now this isn't perfect. And
or
like,
that sentence just doesn't sound good
in my
head.
It's like, yeah, it's like the ripples in the ocean. It's just cascade of edits, and you're never done. You never quite finish them. And so, yes, you do need to be mindful of the fact that these little details can be ironed out when you're done.
Exactly. And that's mainly why they sit there and talk about showing off your internal editor, just because, yeah, if you sit there and try to figure out how everything works out, you're never going to get actually anything done.
And the reason I argue for quality is because if you don't write, you're not going to get better, which means, or sorry, did I say quality or quantity?
You say quality.
Damn it. The reason I argue for quantity is because that if you don't write, you're not actually going to get any better. So your quality will be less because you haven't done anything.
Do you know any authors personally that do, like, just rewrite something over and over and over until they're happy with it, then write the next chapter?
I think most of those people avoid us.
Yeah.
If you are, tell us. We'd love to find your brain.
I don't specifically know about anyone that keeps rewriting everything.
Bad.
There are...
Oh. Like
there are
incident all over again.
I know I've met people like that.
There are some where they will, when they're doing especially a novel, they'll go back and they'll read the last chapter they did and will basically edit that chapter before going on to writing the next one. And I'm not a huge fan of that, because I'm just like, well, then you're just essentially doing the...
You're always a chapter behind your own work.
Yeah.
I guess you could argue that it might be to get yourself back in the groove. You figure out where you were going and how you were getting there, and then you start writing the next chapter.
You threw me off my groove.
But now that you've edited the last chapter, it's going to be different from the previous chapter, and cascade down.
So I think we're in agreement that Nano is really more about quantity, not quality.
Yes.
It's more about finishing your work.
I would almost disagree on that.
True.
Because there are people that will just like look at Mary Loud, who still does her 40 words a day, and if she does more, that's fine. And she's trying to write another novel, which is going to be over 50,000 words, but she'll still sign up for Nano, and she'll still see what she can do, but that doesn't mean the project's going to be over. And I know other people who do that, and they're just like, I'm just Nano this year will be 50,000 words of my 100,000 word book.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, again, I don't fully agree.
And I've finished NaNoWriMo without finishing a novel.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to make it. But we're in agreement here that it's more quantity over quality. So what else through that is Nano trying to teach us, in addition to the other things we've been discussing already?
It's trying to teach you that, yes, you can write a novel.
It's teaching you how to develop a schedule.
Yeah, it's teaching you that if you want to write a lot, you need to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm. And also how to network and, you know, meeting other people in your area.
I was going to say, that's one of the things I think that's kind of come out almost by accident, I'm willing to say, in regards to it, is that... It's
universal in that when you join NaNoWriMo, you become a part of the forum pretty much automatically.
Yeah.
And...
Well, for my Tarl Writer Twitter, when I was doing Rhymonimo, and I did hashtag NaNoWriMo, I had complete strangers, like, especially when I was like, man, I'm stuck on this part, don't know what to do, hashtag NaNoWriMo. I had complete strangers, like, egging me on because they saw my hashtag. And it's just like, holy crap, what the heck? And I mean, they weren't following me. They weren't like doing all that. They just saw my hashtag and were like, I'm going to egg this guy on.
Yeah, and
egg I think... Egg you on or encourage you?
Hmm?
Egg you on or like
encourage?
Yeah, there's a difference between those
there
two.
Is, so. Okay.
Well, egg me on to do more. Or incurred.
Okay.
Tori agrees with me.
NaNoWriMo has always had that community aspect of it. People encourage others to do 50,000 words and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's very cyclical in nature.
You're seeing others accomplishing their goals, and it drives you to want to do the same because you want to share in that feeling. I mean, nothing sucks more than being a part of it and watching everyone hitting, you know, their word count, a daily word count, and you're not. It makes you self-evaluate what you're doing wrong very quickly.
Okay, so to address Jeeves' final question, how do you decide what to write for Nano? What processors, or how do you make your final decision what your project is going to be?
So Nano's coming in 2 weeks. What you gonna do
when the Nano train runs over you?
Choo choo.
I like mine better. Woot woot.
I choose to do NaNoWriMo.
You guys are weird.
I just tend to take the most back burner project I can think of and do it, because that's the one I've been waiting to do the longest.
For me, it's usually I'll do something like go for a walk and kind of see what my mind keeps going back to. Because that's generally what my subconscious is working on, and what, when I actually sit down to write, it will be probably the most fluid and easiest to write. Just because if I'm already on a walk and I'm thinking about, well, there's this one scene that I want to do where this happens or this happens, and I like this character and I've already got his history, then some part of me has already started writing this in my head. So when I sit down to actually write, I already have a basis to continue on. What about you, Ocean?
No idea yet. I'm still trying to figure out what to do with all my writing in total. I'm looking at my icon and he's headbanging, and I'm just like, yeah.
And I mean, sometimes when it comes to NaNoWriMo, it's continuing whatever project I was working on in the first place.
Yeah. I think the worst thing I ever did was going into Nano with absolutely zero idea of what I was going to write. And then I just kept jumping from project to project to project. And, you know, it's one of those few times where I've had a word count on NaNoWriMo where there's valleys as well as peaks.
I like to imagine that you were like running from each project as they crumble beneath you, and then you leap dramatically to the next project.
Unfortunately, there wasn't anything there, so I kind of died.
It's like that Mario song.
Oh, sorry. I have to make this true to my writing. And then some female pulled it out from under me, and
bitch,
I fell
pulled
to
the
my
platform,
game.
And you died.
But.
I think you should go with whatever you think is the most exciting and brightest on your mind. Like, the one that you are most excited for to write, write that. If it ends up being short, then pick the second and start up that one. Because, again, like we were saying, it's quantity. So you want to have something that you are ready to hit the pavement running.
Go big or go home!
Go hard, yeah. If it's going to be something that you're going to struggle with, you're going to struggle with Nano then, because it's brutal, like, for a lot of people. What, 1,666 words a day, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah,
good
that's...
Lord.
Is that it? I swear it's more than
1,667.
No, it's more than that.
I thought it was like 1,300 and something.
Yeah, I thought it was 3,000 something.
No.
For 50,000 words?
What is it?
1,667 okay. times 30 is 50,010 words.
That doesn't seem as brutal as I thought it was, but it's still a lot of work, actually.
It's not a lot to
well,
do.
Well, that is also
theory.
A day. Every single
day. Every
day. So as soon as you skip a day, you're now up to 32,000.
And that's
or
that's
so.
Probably why you think it's 3,000, because if you miss a day,
yeah.
your new word goal is now 3,000.
So if you're going to be picking a story that's going to be very struggle, you're like, I'm really not sure where this character is going, or you really are going to have a hard time learning about this world, then maybe it's best you pick something you're ready to hit the ground running. On the other hand, Nano is also very good for just shoving you into that project that you think you'd be stumbling around for too long and would just force you to write it. So I guess it kind of depends on your personality too, right?
Yeah.
Like for me personally, I probably prefer more something I'm ready, prepared to write and have thought about. Because I know I'll probably get stuck on something if I just picked a random project and tried to do it pants or style, so...
And Ocean's not always a pantser.
No, he likes shorts.
Pants, Ocean! Foop.
No. What other points do we have on here? Yeah, and if you don't want to write a novel, you don't have to write a novel. We won't tell.
This would almost be something that would be good for... No, actually, this would be absolutely horrible for world building. Never mind.
Like we said, the goal of Nano is just to sit and write and work up that discipline, work up that routine, and know what it's like to really dedicate a month just to writing.
Yeah. Well, it's just understanding that, you know, just doing a simple 1,600 words a day can get
simple
you...
Simple mere.
1,600.
Quite. Well, I mean... But the thing is like when I'm sitting down and I'm in the zone writing, I can bang out 1,000 words in half an hour. That means in less than an hour, if I'm going at a good pace, I can be done.
If it's NaNoWriMo and we're doing a word war and I'm not thinking about what I'm writing, it's 1,000 words in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. But
it's amazing what you can do when you're put in that kind of environment, but it's not an all-the-time thing.
And you will be putting more time towards writing than you normally do on a regular schedule.
Yeah.
Like we said, that's... At first, you're like, oh, 1,600 doesn't seem like that much. And then you realize that is every day for an entire month.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it becomes a little more grueling.
Well, then you also kind of get an idea of how good it feels to be producing that amount. And that is, there is no better feeling in the world than that. Yes.
Does that answer his question?
I think so.
Right. I think it comes down to Write what you were the most excited about. Write what you're most right now most passionate about. If you are most passionate about
if there's like two
zombie
or three,
sex, well, then yeah. write zombie sex. If and you're more passionate about Qatari fanfic,
I would also say think about what project you have.
Write that for her. Sorry.
my Qatari shard.
Rule 34.
No.
I would also say to consider what project you have best fits the description of NaNoWriMo. If you have something you've been waiting to write for a while, or maybe something that is better suited to just getting it done and then going back over it later.
Get her done.
Yeah, do that one.
If you can't decide.
Otherwise, do
you know, pitch it to your friend that you know you talk to with writing all the time, or somebody you know.
Do
the random subject generator and just go to town.
Just do an elevator pitch to your friends.
Use
right?
a random
Basically,
number generator.
Come up with a elevator pitch for each of the stories you want to do, because the one that you have the easiest time coming up for the pitch for is probably the one that you should sit down and write.
Figure out which one would go better if you also wrote Titus in it.
Oh, Titus.
I still think you need to do more with him.
I do. I really...
Maybe that should be your nano project.
Titus, nano style!
The Misadventures of Titus. I love it. That should friggin'...
Like, seriously, you could probably do a half-decent... way off topic, but half-decent anthology of your own stories just involving Titus. Yeah,
so, while you're doing that, what are some great things to do to make your nano experience the most positive ever?
Coffee.
Tea.
I suggested coffee, but I would prefer tea.
High five.
Coffee. Own an espresso machine and make lattes.
Friggin', like... Again, Tim Hortons or Higher Ground, where we would do like...
I think it's hard to be a tea drinker, totally.
I miss living downtown.
So do I. But having like the lattes and having the coffee definitely helped.
I like having him live downstairs.
Make me espresso, bitch!
I could. Downstairs.
I know, that's...
Flavored syrups for your coffee. Yes, again. Excellent.
But really, like, make sure you're well hydrated and snacks...
Yeah, don't get ornery when you're like writing for Nano. Have food, have water.
Make sure you're
keep hydrated and caffeinated.
If you live with people, make sure they understand what you're doing, and that when you are writing, to leave you the F alone.
If you live with people that write and are doing NaNoWriMo, then write together.
Right.
One like actual little bit of advice that I appreciate, and I am probably one of the only people that do this. If I really need to concentrate on something while I'm writing, I look away from my screen.
Oh, yeah. I love how we'll do that all the time. We'll just stare at each other while we write.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it turns into, like, the slashiest fanfic ever.
Like, this is a little more helpful if you're a touch typist.
Yeah.
But I would honestly recommend that if you're really trying to get your word count out, the screen is a distraction. Blindfold yourself, look away.
Put something over your screen.
Yeah, and just write. That way you don't worry about the spelling mistakes, you don't worry about the grammar mistakes, you don't worry about your misclicked keys.
I still say you should just turn your spell check off, because you're not gonna...
You can't.
The
like,
red outline gets you.
I appreciate doing it this way, because it's less of a distraction for me to watch the text.
Find a nano group, be it online or in person. In person can be a good motivator, because... any artist, be it visual or anything, will tell you flat out that being in a group when they do it, when you are doing something artistic, actually helps feed the artistic ability. Writing is inherently a solitary act, but when you're doing it in a group, it's always nice to be out to have those people to look up and go, hey, what's the word for this? Or to have them distract you continually while you're doing your work.
Yeah, like we were saying at the beginning of the podcast, those nano group meets are actually pretty fun.
They're a lot of fun.
You meet interesting people. You can make some new friends. You all have a common goal. A lot of the time, sometimes you just go and you put your headphones on and you ignore everybody there. But you know, you're there as a collective, and it's nice to know that you're not alone.
Well, and I think one of the best things for going out to the actual write meet is that, like, the ones that I've been to in Calgary. You know, you go to Denny's, and then there's 20 to 30 people there. You get given the back room, and it's word war. Pretty much word war after word war after word war food, word war after word war after word war. And you realize by the time you've been sitting there, you've written like 5,000 words in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it really does make it a lot easier when you've got people to talk about and enjoy it together.
Yeah. And you get to see a lot of the different types of, like, people that do NaNoWriMo. You have children, you have, like, engineers and parents, and, like, it's really neat to see, and it's a lot, yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Do it.
Cut out your distractions, turn off the TV, turn off your internet.
Yep.
Especially turn off your internet.
Non-lyrical music.
Yeah. Well, whatever fits you best.
Whatever fits best.
I'm not going to tell you to turn off your internet or change your music. That's up to you, but...
I find non-lyrical music or, like, electronic music where I'm not paying attention to the words anyway.
Yeah.
If it's something that you literally know well enough that it just turns into background music, this is why new music is kind of not so good to have, but old music you've been listening to forever, like, for myself, Roxette, I've listened to it so much over the years that it's like
I don't pay attention to it. Because thanks to all the years that I've, you know, sang, the more I know a song, the more I sing along to it, which is counterproductive, so I would stick with non-lyrical. I found some, oddly enough, I found some lovely harpsichord music today to do accounting to, so... I have to get this stuff done. I have to pound it out before we go away, so...
No way, taxes.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done my taxes either. Boo!
Well, taxes aren't due yet, but they will be soon.
Soon? April.
We mentioned it before. Get out of the house to write. Sometimes.
And this is also different for everyone, like...
Yeah. Some people write better at home, but generally, and for me anyway, my experience is getting out of the house and especially getting to a place where, especially if I know I'm going to write, a place where I'm going to go continually. That's why, like, when we go to Chapters to write at the Starbucks, there's just a certain atmosphere there. There's the one dude that Yan pointed out last time that's always sitting beside us reading a book.
Yep.
And I didn't realize he was there until she waved at him furiously when he parked his car in front of us. And I'm like, what the F are you doing? And she's like, he sits by us all the time. And I'm like, what?
For months.
Yeah, you haven't noticed that guy?
I have not noticed him.
I don't think I've noticed him either.
Yeah, it's that guy again.
So, yeah. So it was just like, but he's something so familiar.
Well, and the Starbucks girls know us now, which is great.
Where's our regular Starbucks girl? The really cranky one. I love them, her.
We all got a new brand and made me sad because now I'm not a t-shirt guy anymore.
Because I liked the cranky chick. She was awesome. Well, she wasn't cranky. She was...
She was just kind of stern, but she's still
abrupt.
Like,
I think
she was one of those I hate everyone equally kind of people.
But you guys are sufferable, so I'll give you a smile once in a while. Mm-hmm. I liked her.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just have to build rapport with the new people now. They replaced our baristas.
Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll come back. I don't know. Anyways.
Now, here's the real question. Should you do NaNo?
Why not? Besides the fact...
Why
aren't you doing NaNo? Both of you.
Because...
Because I have so much. Wait, it's in November. I actually have no legit reason why I'm not doing NaNo.
Lies.
Gotcha. I might actually end up doing NaNo.
If I can get enough editing done during October, I can probably do NaNo. I would probably use it to finish my superhero novel.
Month and a half, do it.
But NaNo is a great learning experience. And if you're already familiar with NaNo, then you already know why you do or don't do NaNo, so...
Well, the fact is if you haven't done NaNo, the only thing we can really kind of tell you is when you finish and you win NaNo, there is no feeling like it in the world because you have literally just finished a 50,000-word novel. And you can look at that, and if you really want a good feeling of it, print it off. Because when you look at that stack of paper and realize that, you know, it takes friggin' 3 alligator clips to hold it together, that's a good feeling. When you realize that, like, you have written a novel. How many people in this world can say, legit, they've written a novel? Sure, it's not published. Sure, it might be crap. But a lot of people can't even get to the point where they can sit down and knock out that much words in a month. There's still people in this day and age that don't believe that you can do that, stuff like that, like write a novel in a month.
Of course you can.
I know,
but very good.
Yeah, but there's still people who don't believe it. And I mean, and if you like what you wrote, there's no reason why you can't go back and edit it and make it into something that is publishable. Just be warned that that takes a lot of work.
I think as far as doing something like writing, you know, writing short stories and just trying to get 50,000 words done in a month, I think the one thing that surprised me was just how few short stories it takes to make up 50,000 words and how easy it could be to write a novel.
Yep.
Enjoy edit mode December-o. Give it a shot. If you haven't tried it before and you're thinking about it, give it a shot.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. And for all the people complaining they can't find writing groups,
and if you don't win, quote-unquote, Nano, you're still going to end up with something. So there's really no loss.
And the NaNoWriMo group isn't going to shun you for being a furry unless you're creepy.
Yeah.
Please don't be creepy.
No,
That's just a general don't do. I mean, come on.
Well, and I think that is one of the things, because there's a lot of people who won't do Nano, because especially with groups, because they're like, well, I'm gonna write furry fiction and they're gonna think I'm strange. And it's like, no, I don't think you understand how prevalent anthropomorphics are in stories. They're not gonna think you're weird unless you are weird. And don't worry about it, just be yourself, be a friggin' author, sit down and write. Don't creep them, don't be a creeper.
So, I think the other thing that's good to keep in mind for NaNoWriMo is that your MLs do a lot of work to organize events, to have, like, you know, little prizes, grab bags, things like that. So going and checking that out is worthwhile, even just to see how these things are run. Because there is a lot of effort that goes into them.
I really like the camp. I think I'm always going to do the camp now. Just because 50,000 words is a lot, but it's nice being able to set a goal. Usually what I do for camp is I like to set about 12K, which is on average 2 short stories. And I'll try to do 2 stories in a month. And it's enough that I'm pressured to write and get these done, but I'm not sacrificing my entire month. Like, I can still do my Friday Night Magics or whatever I do, right? Well, that's everything. We hope you all enjoyed a great rainforest if you were there, and if you were sauce, we really enjoyed hanging out with you.
Thanks for all the hugs. That was awesome.
That was me.
Yeah.
Now it's after rainforest. Inhuman Axe is out. If you didn't make it and buy your copy, go buy a copy. Go buy Abandoned Places. Also that came out was Will of the Alpha 2, which Tarl is in, and Dungeon Grind, which Tarl is in, and the Rainforest Anthology, which the three of us are in. There's also the nuts, the adult Rainforest Anthology, which we're not in, but you should probably check it out.
Oh, yeah, I should do that.
Well, don't forget to pick up Fang 5, Roar 5, Trick or Treat 1 and 2.
All proceeds from the Rainforest Anthology this year are going to the Cougar Mountain Zoo. All
right, well, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email fangsandfonts@gmail.com. If you're interested in checking out our Facebook page, that is facebook.com/fangsandfonts. You can check out our Twitter @fangsandfonts.
Facebook!
And hey, look, if you email in a question, maybe we'll turn into a topic.
Yes, please.
Yeah, look at that. See? Jeeves was working with us.
I know it's only a matter of time before we receive,
like, we're gonna get
weekly emails from Jeeves.
Emailed us.
But, well, bi-weekly emails from Jeeves. So please send us in some email to help balance it out. This has been Fangs and Fonts, everybody. Thank you, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Boba.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Maybe, baby.
Hey, baby.
Maybe, baby.